This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver International Airport is among the 40 airports that could see flight cuts. Air traffic controllers have not been paid through the 38-day shutdown. Now DIA is asking for permission to pay their federal air traffic controllers directly. CPR's Molly Cruz spoke with airport passengers about how they're feeling.
How long have you been hanging out now?
Probably about 3 hours, I think.
Julie O'Day is traveling to Baltimore. She is one of many travelers whose flights have been impacted.
I am worried a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the flight's changed like 4 times and it's been delayed about 3 to 4 hours from our original flight.
But other travelers I spoke with said their flights went smoothly.
It was very simple,
really?
Very easy. Yep, no problem.
The Federal Aviation Administration says they plan to reduce up to 10% of flights at high traffic airports starting Friday. That could impact thousands of flights, particularly regional routes. Major airlines like Delta, United, and Frontier are already warning passengers of disruptions to travel. Meanwhile, DIA is proposing they use airport revenue to pay air traffic controllers working there in order to avoid disruptions. They would then request a reimbursement from the federal government once the shutdown is over. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. In Denver and the Springs tonight, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, highs in the 50s.